loans have already been granted. The project may very well not go forward. And if that happens, in two hours of hearing, in a very short period of time, you have reversed the policy that was adopted by this legislature in 1978. Again, the specific statute that's being amended here, which was amended, which was put into law in 1981, which is being amended to add either our amendment or the amendment of the chair, and so I think that we have to, in the strongest possible terms, ask you to read all of this material and see how tightly it has been restricted already, and then to go beyond that and say that regardless of all of those terms and conditions, you're going to shut it down for 2 months. Then I, which is going to defeat the viability of the project, is grossly unfair. I hate to do this being a lawyer, I hate to say I think it even has constitutional problems in interfering with contracts, but I'll throw that out. Mr. Chairman, there are other problems with the bill, but I know you're under time pressure, and with your proposed amendments, and so we won't even try to go into those at this time. I know that you and I have discussed it.
On line 19 of the day amendments, do you have any objection to changing the may to shall? What are your objections to changing the may to shall? We discussed that yesterday.
No.
You have no objections to that?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, I didn't get that. Would you tell me again, please?
I just asked if there was objection to changing the may to shall on line 19 of the proposed amendment.
Okay. You have no objection to that?
Steve, do you have any objection?
Are there further comments from the witnesses or questions from the committee? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's my intent to recess the work session. I do want to, in the interest of fairness, I do want the committees to give an opportunity for the committee to look at the material that Mr. Davis has presented. And I would like to take up two other little matters here, and then we'll recess the committee. We'll come back. I'll make an announcement from the floor. It'll be this afternoon and take some final action. But I do want to give an opportunity.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We'll close the work session on House Bill 2662.
Yes, Mr. Chair, if you'd mind, I was on the prevailing side of which Senate Bill 515 failed to pass. So I'd like to see if the committee would reconsider.
Senator Cohen would like to reconsider the vote by whip.
Failed to pass
House Bill, Senate Bill.
515.
Okay.
Can I get it out, please?
Is there objection to that?
I don't object to that. Okay. I just want to see that.
Yeah, LB has an amendment.
The amendment has been adopted.
We had amended it.
We adopted Saturday's amendment, and the bill failed to.
You told me you had, but I thought we had.
Yeah, I believe we did.
Right, and I also voted for the amendment. So I'm going to withdraw. I would like to
resend the amendment.
Then we can do a little minority report.
All right. Chair Cohen moves to rescind the amendment that was placed into Senate Bill 515. Clerk, call roll.
Senator Day.
Aye.
Senator Cohen.
Aye.
Senator Hamby.
Aye.
Senator Sargovich.
Aye.
Senator Monroe.
Aye.
Senator Hurd.
Aye.
Senator Kitzhaber.
Aye.
Move the bill.
Senator Monroe moves Senate Bill. Yes, 515 to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Clerk, call roll.
Senator Day.
No.
Senator Cohen.
Aye.
Senator Hamby.
Aye.
Senator Sargovich.
Aye.
Senator Monroe.
Aye.
Senator Hurd.
No.
Senator Kitzhaber.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'll serve notice of minority report if Senator Hurd joins me.
Senator Day serves notice of minority report.
Minority report, Mr. Chairman, would be the amendments that the PUC Commissioner recommended.
Very good. Very good. Senator Rowe can carry 515, and Senator Day can carry his minority
report. No, the amendments, they didn't adopt the amendments, see. Do you want to change your vote?
She was.
Oh, yes. Senator Day, before we recess.
She would like to vote no.
Yes. Is there objection to reporting? Senator Hamby is voting no.
Senator Hamby will be on the minority report.
Objection?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have made a grave error in the conditional use on these communication towers, and at this time we went for 100 feet, and I've studied the safety question on this, and I'd move that we lower that to 40 feet, and that'd be my motion.
Okay, Senator Day moves we lower the 200-foot, well, actually it's 100 feet now, Senator Starkovich, okay. To 45 feet. Senator Starkovich?
You guys speak to the motion, please.
Yes, Senator Day.
There's some serious problems here. I've discovered that there are major safety questions where the safety straps that these Pullman have are only 30 feet. For those reasons, I think it's important that we move.
Further discussion?
What, Mr. Chairman, what bill are we on?
This is on 2295, the utility
bill. This is 2295.
Do we have that in front of us?
I don't believe so. The question is whether or not we should make towers conditional or outright or permitted use in the FU zone in zones, and we were going to base it on the height of the tower. We talked 100 feet, 200 feet, and Senator Day is moving 40 feet.
Yes, 40 feet. It's a matter of major safety here.
Quick call roll.
Senator Day?
Aye.
Senator Cohen?
Aye.
Senator Hamby?
Aye.
Senator Starkovich?
Aye.
Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Senator Hurd?
Aye.
Senator Kitzhaber?
Aye. So ordered. For the business?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Day.
I think I better rescind those amendments. I would rescind those amendments from 40 feet and move them to 200 feet. And I will speak to my serious motion.
Senator Day moves that we rescind the action by which we adopted a 40-foot level on the amendments. Is there objection?
Yes.
I object.
Okay.
I object.
Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Day.
Aye.
Senator Cohen?
No.
Senator Hamby?
Aye.
Senator Starkovich?
No.
Senator Monroe?
No.
Senator Hurd?
No.
Senator Kitzhaber?
No.
Senator Starkovich.
Oh, you want to do it? Like Gary.
We're on the floor.
Real quickly.
I would unanimous consent.
I would move that we do rescind the amendments. Put the number back 200 feet.
Senator, we have to do this right now.
Yes.
We have to do this right, Gary. Senator Starkovich moves that we rescind the action by which we defeated the motion to rescind Senator Day's amendments. Is there objection? Senator Starkovich now moves that we amend House Bill 2295 in the section dealing with the tower question to put the limit at 200 feet. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Committee is in recess, and we will be announcing from the floor our work session.
Well, safety straps only.
Page 1 of your bill.
Did you open here?
Yeah. On line 8.
Thanks, Diane.
You would put in a comma after repair and delete or. And after maintenance, insert or improvement required by state agencies.
Agency, I guess.
On line 23.
Can you go a little slower, Kip, so they can follow you, please? These are his.
So on line 8, applies to repair, comma, delete the or, maintenance or improvement required by state agency. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
On line 23, you would add reasonable after such reasonable terms. The next page, on line 14, you would add, after court, with service on the operator of the facility and the court, and remove the which.
That's
Can you read that again? Can you read that again?
It's on the record. I got it here. Yes. Senator Day?
Have you understood the amendments? Do you wish to look at the at them so you can...
We've been working with about four drafts. If I could just see the one you just... It sounds like we're...
I believe it's exactly what's been discussed, but I think if you look at it, I want to make sure that we're doing the right thing.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, addressing revised amendments to House Bill 2662, dated 7283, as handed and engrossed by the chairman and the committee members just now, with those hand engrossed amendments, we believe that we can support those amendments as hand engrossed to the bill, and would, just for the legislative record, to, oh, that's, you've already said, you've inserted the word reasonably. So we were concerned, as you know, about directing a legislative agency to operate, to act unreasonably. You've inserted the word reasonably, or reasonable terms, requiring them to act reasonably. With that understanding, then we can now support the amendments. And I would like to, on the record, express to the chairman and the members of the committee, but particularly the chairman, who I know has been terribly interested in this bill from a variety of interests in his county, the hard work and his reasonable work in trying to put together something that did not impair the project and at the same time preserve and protect the fish of this river that is so important to all of us. And I want to be sure the record shows that the applicants, well, that we appreciate that you have worked so hard in doing that, in protecting both the project and the fish. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, yes, I move the amendments.
I would like to put one more thing in for the legislative record.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
As we discussed earlier, I'm not interested in directing a state agency to act unreasonably. it is my intent, I don't know about the rest of the committee, though, that the agency can subject you to reasonable terms and conditions, and that the term or condition that the project might possibly have to cease operation during a time certain period is not an unreasonable term. That's why that is left in there.
Well, then I guess maybe we're back. You think it's all right?
Mr. Chairman, could I try my hand at this, please? This is important. If the fish are threatened, and if there is a threatening, and the commission is a finding that there is, that certainly is not an unreasonable act to cease operation, is it, in your mind?
No.
That's exactly what the chairman's saying.
I'm sorry, Mr.
I just don't want to be misconstrued. We left that language in, and we put the reasonable on the terms. But I want, you know, that is a term that is in the statute, and that would therefore be a reasonable term.
Yes, if I understand that, if that the language to which you referred, that if the fish were threatened, that would be a reasonable that would be a reasonable thing that they could do.
Chairman.
Very good. I just want you to know, Bob, that I understand your concern about this, and Mr. Collins, and I guess I view my role here primarily as one of representing, what I feel is a very important Oregon public natural resource, and to me that is more important than the power and the profit of the company. And I hope that doesn't sound like a blunt statement, but we want to work this out so that you can have the project. But my first priority is to make sure that fish run is not jeopardized.
Well, and I'm sure, Mr. Chairman, you'd want to add to that that you are interested in the tax relief to the Douglas County citizens that would come from the proper operation of this
Davis,
project.
Well, Mr. Davis, in the total spectrum of property taxation, Douglas County is not right up there in the area where they're suffering the most. And my intention is not helping allow this project to go on is not really to allow for property tax relief to Douglas County. I think that is not a good trade-off based on the resource involved.
I just thought maybe you'd be interested in expressing that.
I appreciate the... thank you, Bob.
Mr. Chairman, I move the amendments.
Senator Day moves the amendment as just described. Is there an objection?
Mr. Chairman, I would move the bill to a floor with a due pass recommendation as amended. I would give the chairman the authority to have these properly drafted by a legislative council and proper engrossment. If you have any difficulty with them, you have the authority to make any change that you feel is not substantive. And if it is, you would bring it back to committee. That's my vote.
Heard the motion. For discussion. Clerk, call the roll.
Senator Day?
Aye.
Senator Cohen?
Aye.
Senator Hamby?
Aye.
Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Senator Hurd?
Aye.
Senator Starkovich?
Aye.
Senator Kitzhaber?
Aye.
Can I just...
Yes, Senator Day.
One thing I just mentioned, I mentioned the chairman, Senate Bill 250 was in the committee and it dealt with surplus lands and inventory. It was passed by the House. There's an amendment in it. I don't think it's very satisfactory. It has to do with the fact that it denies people that might be in a profit making to get an opportunity at some of these surplus lands, but part of the was getting my property back on the tax rolls. I'd like to not concur, Mr. Chairman. The rest of you don't feel that strong.
What is the sense of the committee on that?
Because yeah, I want to ask you. We rejected that amendment over here, and I at least like to crack it. Thank you.
I'm probably with the House side after talking to Elder, but that's what you all do what you want to do.
He probably would be. Okay.
That isn't, no, I'm one person. Don't stop out of here.
Oh, well, I'm tired of arguing.
It was considered the amendment
I haven't
on this
said a
side,
word.
And
I
think it's only, you rejected it. I think it's only fair that we try
you
to.
I don't have a problem not concurring. Right, I just want to tell you where I am personally.
Steve doesn't want to concur either, so.
Okay, we will make a motion not to concur with the proviso that members can make up their own minds on the outcome of the conference.
I don't give a damn.
Yes, you do.